Hello everyone, I am Dr. Ira Shandles of Tampa Bay Podiatry Associates PA, and I want to share with you my experience when I first suffered acute heel pain in my life as a medical student during hospital rotations on the hard hospital flooring. Understanding the symptoms, with my medical perspective, I realized that my professors were wrong about the diagnosis. Heel pain in general up until that time had been classified predominantly as plantar fasciitis. However, my symptoms did not just stay in the heel but radiated across the bottom of the heel, around the back of the heel, down the sides of the foot, and even up into the ankle at times. The presumption of plantar fasciitis had to be a misconception. The plantar fascia is fiber-connective tissue and does not radiate pain. Movement or radiations of pain from any source is exclusively a property of irritated nerve tissue. My conclusion was that I was suffering from an aroma of the heel region. And, if you interview as many heel pain cases as I have over 40 years, over 50,000, you realize that the pain they suffer is not stationary. The neuroanatomy of the human heel consistent with this interpretation was proven by a detailed anatomic study of the heel performed in 1990. It described 5 specific nerves that end in the bottom of the heel. This verified finally what I was experiencing and why years later. My pain was worst after rest in the morning or sitting during the day, did move to different locations around the heel, arch, ankle and sides of the foot. And now I knew which nerve or nerves were responsible for the pain I was experiencing personally as well as the patients I was examining.